Vermont. He burns. Vermont, he burns.
Mr. Smithers, may we offer you a ride to work?
No, thank you.
We're from Globex Corporation. We'd like to talk to you about an exciting employment opportunity in our nuclear division.
Flattered, but spoken for.
We're prepared to offer you an impressive salary, plus health benefits for you and your life partner.
The answer is no. What's wrong with this country? Can't a man walk down the street without being offered a job?
We'll have to go to the next most senior man at the plant. Here we are. 10 years experience. His name is...
Marge, I got a new job. It's with Globex Corporation. I get more money plus health benefits for me and my life partner. And they'll move us and give us a nice house and...
Move us?
It's in Cypress Creek, upstate somewhere.
You took a new job in a strange town without discussing it with your family?
Of course not. I wouldn't do that. Why not?
We have roots here, Homer. We have friends and family and library cards. Bart's lawyer is here.
But, Marge, this is a chance for me to fulfill my lifelong dream.
What lifelong dream?
Promise not to laugh. I always wanted to own the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm sorry, Dad. I just find that very cute.
Homer, I don't want to leave Springfield. I've dug myself into a happy little rut here, and I'm not about to hoist myself out of it.
Just bring the rut with you, honey. Come on, take a look.
Cypress Creek. A tale of one city.
Let's watch up, Mouse.
Homer, you're trying to talk us into moving to this place.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's watch this.
Look at this place.
Somebody ought to build a town that works.
Somebody did. It's called Cypress Creek, a planned community designed for the workers of the Globex Corporation. Cypress Creek, where dreams come true.
Your dreams may vary from those of Globex Corporation, its subsidiaries, and shareholders.
Well... What do you think of me in Cypress Creek now, Marge?
It does seem nicer than Springfield.
Yeah. Did you notice how the people weren't shoving or knocking each other down? I've never been to a place like that before.
Me neither.
Well, we could use the extra money. And this house is falling apart. All right.
Yay!
Oh, wow. Windows. I don't think I can afford this place.
Hello. I am not interested in buying the house, but I would like to use your restroom, flip through your magazines, rearrange your carefully shelved items, and handle your food products in an unsanitary manner.
Oh! Now you know how it feels!
Thank you. Come again. We'll never sell this rotten dump.
A little help here?
Even if we sell the house, we still won't come close to paying off the mortgage.
Hey!
Homer, about those things you borrowed from me over the years, you know, the TV trays, the power sander, the downstairs bathtub. You gonna be needing those things in Cypress Creek?
Yes.
Oh.
Oakley-dokley.
Oakley-dokley.
So long.
God bless you.
See ya,
guys. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Fare thee well.
Yar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Ha-ha. I'm gonna miss Springfield. This town's been awfully good to us.
No, it hasn't, Dad. That's why we're leaving.
Oh, yeah. So long, stink town!
It says here, one of these giant redwood trees can provide enough sawdust to cover an entire day's worth of vomit at Disneyland.
Wow.
15201 Maple Systems Road. Our new home.
I call this room.
I am here to welcome you on behalf of the president of the Globex Corporation. Me! Try the papayas. They're juicy and full of papain. Makes you strong like Popeye. Popeye, papain, Popeye, papain. See? Same thing. Same... forget it. How are you? I'm Hank Scorpio.
Wow, my boss.
Don't call me that word. I don't like things that elevate me above the other people. I'm just like you. Oh, sure, I come later in the day, I get paid a lot more, and I take longer vacations, but I don't like the word boss. Hey, look at my feet.
Okay.
You like those moccasins? Look in your closet. There's a pair for you. Don't like them? Then neither do I. Get the hell out of here! Ha! Ever see a guy say goodbye to a shoe?
Yes, once.
Mr. Scorpio, this house is almost too good for us. I keep expecting to get the bums rush.
We don't have bums in our town, Marge, and if we did, they wouldn't rush. They'd be allowed to go at their own pace. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm in the middle of a fun run. See you at work tomorrow. Although I don't really like to call it work.
Whoa-ho-ho.
Okay, the oven is cleaning itself. The auto vac's on dirt patrol. And Maggie's enjoying her swing-a-ma-jig. I can't believe it. I've done all my housework and it's only 9:30. Well, better go upstairs and make sure the beds are still made.
You'll notice, my new best friend, that we are pretty casual around here.
Yes, sir. I will notice that. Very casual, Mr. Scorpion.
Don't call me Mr. Scorpion. It's Mr. Scorpio, but don't call me that either. Call me Hank! Say, before we continue our tour, would you mind hanging my coat up on the wall, please?
Mm-hmm. Let's see,
Relax, Homer and Globex. We don't believe in walls. Matter of fact, I didn't even give you my coat!
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Having a place like this has always been my dream, Homer. What's your dream?
To work for you?
Don't do that. My butt is for sitting, not for kissing. Now you tell me the truth. What's your real dream? Your real dream?
Someday I'd like to own the Dallas Cowboys.
I bet people laughed at you when you told them that dream.
Yeah.
Homer, don't give up. They laughed at me the first time I wore jeans with a sport coat. I was the first wealthy man in America to ever do that. Now they all do it. Did you ever hear of Mike Milken?
Yeah, no.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Now, Homer, these gentlemen here will be your eyes and your ears, and should the need arise, they'll fill in for any other part of your body. Your job will be to manage and motivate them. Give them the benefit of your years of experience.
Don't worry. That won't take long.
The key to motivation is trust. Let me show you what I mean. I want you to close your eyes and fall backwards, and I'll catch you. That's going to show you what trust is all about. Ready?
All right.
3, 2, 1 second. Hello?
Ah!
Oh, my God, a guy's on the floor. That was a phone call. Don't chalk that up to mistrust now. Yes? What happened? When did that happen? How much of it? Oh, my goodness, I'll be right up. Homer, I gotta go upstairs. There's a problem. Somebody ate part of my lunch. I'm gonna leave everything to you. We're on a tight schedule. You keep them motivated.
Are you guys working?
Yes, sir, Mr. Simpson.
Could you, work any harder than this?
Sure thing, boss.
Hey, call me Homer.
You got a fresh sound. It'll play well at this school.
Hey, Bart, do you have a best friend yet? 'Cause I've been looking for someone to boss me around.
Okay, folks. Let's do it to it. Grammar, that is. Everybody write down the sentence and circle the nouns. Bart is the newest addition to our menagerie. You have the honors. Well, let's start by reading the sentence.
Two winsome and jolly words for him.
So, you never learned cursive?
Well, I know hell or damn and bit.
Cursive handwriting, script. Do you know the multiplication tables? Long division?
I know of them.
You know, Bart, I think you'd profit from a more remedial environment. I'm sure you'll feel right at home in the Leg Up program.
Guess I can't complain. Everything's perfect here. So, what are you in for?
I moved here from Canada, and they think I'm slow, eh? I fell off the jungle gym, and when I woke up, I was in here.
I start fires!
Okay, now everyone take out your safety pencil and a circle of paper. This week, I hope we can finish our work on the letter A.
Let me get this straight. We're behind the rest of our class, and we're going to catch up to them by going slower than they are. Cuckoo!
Stop it! Stop it! Warren, Melvin, Gary, Dot, Gordy!
Look, lady, I'm supposed to be in the fourth grade.
Sounds to me like someone's got a case of the sposedas. Warren!
Wildflowers, we don't have you in Springfield.
Hello, Mr. Chipmunk. You're a northern reticulated chipmunk. Yes, you are. You are so reticulated. Hi, Mrs. Owl. You're up kind of early. La, 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 la.
Mr. Scorpio says productivity is up 2%, and it's all because of my motivational techniques. Like donuts, and the possibility of more donuts to come.
I knew you'd do well, Homer. Sports collectibles. Wow, a baseball made out of Secretariat.
Tom Landry's hat. And it's autographed to Berman's Dry Cleaning. Best wishes, Tom Landry.
Why don't you buy it?
I can't buy that. Only management-type guys with big salaries like me can afford things like that. Guys like me! I'm a guy like me!
All right, team. It's the fourth quarter. The Lord gave us the atoms, and it's up to us to make them dance. Hey, if Tom Landry's hat doesn't motivate you, then I should just quit right now.
I'm sorry. We're just a little tired, sir. We've been pushing ourselves real hard to get the reactor online.
Tired, eh? What you guys need is hammocks.
Hi, Homer, what can I do for you?
Sir, I need to know where I can get some business hammocks.
Hammocks? My goodness, what an idea.
Why didn't I think of that? Hammocks!
Homer, there's four places. There's the Hammock Hut, that's on Third.
Uh-huh.
There's Hammocks or Us,
that's
on Third, too. You got Put Your Butt There?
Mm-hmm.
That's on Third.
Yeah.
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot?
Right.
Matter of fact, they're all in the same complex. It's the Hammock Complex down on Third.
Oh, the Hammock District.
That's right.
Ready for the link-up, Mr. Scorpio.
Homer, one second. I got to take care of this. Very important. Be right back.
Fine.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Scorpio. I have the Doomsday Device. You have 72 hours to deliver the gold, or you face the consequences. And to prove I'm not bluffing, watch this.
Oh, my God, the 59th Street Bridge.
Maybe it just collapsed on its own.
We can't take that chance.
You always say that. I want to take a chance.
Collapsed on its own, you sh... You have 72 hours. See you. Back to the hammocks, my friend.
Yes.
You know, there's a little place called Mary Ann's Hammocks. The nice thing about that place is Mary Ann gets in the hammock with you. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
You know who invented the hammock, Homer?
No.
That's something for you to do. Find that out.
Any sugar around here?
Try in there, Homer.
Hi, Homer. I'm keeping two of my fingers crossed that you're going to have that nuclear generator up to full power by tomorrow.
Yes, sir. No problemo.
Good. By the way, Homer, What's your least favorite country? Italy or France?
France.
Nobody ever says Italy.
I never noticed this office before.
Why should you? It's mine.
You have any sugar around here?
Sugar? Sure. Here you go. Sorry it's not in packages. Want some cream?
No.
Everyone's a winner.
Oh, the whole forest is blooming. Chip, kiss me. Oh, my eyes are burning. Oh, little chipmunk friend, I'm allergic to everything.
Ingenious, isn't it, Mr. Bunt?
Scorpio, you're totally mad.
I wouldn't point fingers, you jerk.
Sure, do you expect me to talk?
I don't expect anything from you except to die and be a very cheap funeral. You're gonna die now. Stop him! He's supposed to die! Nice work, Homer! Am I proud of you?
Well,
when you go home tonight, there's gonna be another story on your house. Thank you.
I tackled a loafer at work today. Hey, what's with you, sad sacks?
I'm allergic to everything here. My nose is so stuffed up, I can't even taste Mom's delicious boiled celery.
I've been so bored since we moved here, I found myself drinking a glass of wine every day. I know doctors say you should drink a glass and a half, but I just can't drink that much.
Well, the Simpson men are doing fine, right, Bart? You haven't even gotten in trouble at school.
I can't get in trouble at school. They put me in the remedial class. I'm surrounded by arsonists and kids with mittens pinned to their jackets all year round.
Hey, Dad.
We want to go back to Springfield.
What? We've got it great here. And for the first time in my life, I'm actually good at my job. My team is way ahead of the weather machine and germ warfare divisions.
It's up to you, Homer. Whatever you decide, that's what we'll do.
Problem, Hank.
Oh, gee, Homer, could wait a sec, please?
Well, it's pretty important. Hey, what's going on?
I'm having a little trouble with the government.
Oh, those jerks always walking over to small businessmen. Don't get me started about the government.
What's the problem?
Well, my family wants to move back to Springfield.
Let them go. You'll stay here with me. We'll go bowling. What's bothering them?
Nothing big. It's just a lot of little things.
Well, you can't argue with the little things. It's the little things that make up life. Homer, I'm disappointed, but I think you need to do what's best for your family.
Well, thanks for everything, Hank.
T-minus 14 seconds.
Need anything, you call me.
All right, what's the number?
I've never had to call my own company. Someone will tell you upstairs. But Homer, on your way out, if you want to kill somebody, it would help me a lot.
Hey, Homer! You're missing out on some fun!
Hey,
Uh-oh. Sorry. Let me just get my girlfriend and I'll go. Hey, Crystal! Wake up!
Telegram!
Project Arcturus couldn't have succeeded without you. This will get you a little closer to that dream of yours. It's not the Dallas Cowboys, but it's a start. Drop me a line if you're on the East Coast. Hank Scorpio. Oh, the Denver Broncos!
I think owning the Denver Broncos is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, explain to me why it isn't.
You just don't understand football, Marge.
Scorpio! He'll sting you with his dreams of power and wealth. Beware of Scorpio! His twisted twin obsessions are his plot to rule the world and his employees' health. He welcomes you into his lair, like the nobleman welcomes his guest, with free dental care and a stock plan that helps you invest. But beware of his generous pensions, plus 3 weeks paid vacation each year, and on Fridays the lunchroom serves hot dogs and burgers and beer.